Part 5. More fruit. And Jesus said that every branch that beareth fruit, he cleanseth, that it may bear more fruit. John 15, verse 2. The thought of fruit is so prominent in the eye of him who sees things as they are. Fruit is so truly the one thing that God has set his heart upon, that our Lord, after having said that the branch that bears no fruit is taken away, at once adds that where there is fruit, the one desire of the husbandman is more fruit. As the gift of his grace, as the token of spiritual vigour, as the showing forth of the glory of God and of Christ, and as the only way for satisfying the need of the world, God longs and fits us for more fruit. More fruit. Oh, this is a very searching word. As churches and individuals, we're in danger of nothing so much as self-contentment. The secret spirit of Laodicea, we are rich and increased in goods and have need of nothing. This may prevail where it's not suspected. The divine warning of poor and wretched and miserable, blind and naked, finds little response but just where it is most needed. Oh, let us not rest content with the thought that we are taking an equal share with others in the work that is being done, or that men are satisfied with our efforts in Christ's service, or even point to us as examples. Let our only desire be to know whether we are bearing all the fruit that Christ is willing to give through us as living branches, in close and living union with himself, whether we are satisfying the loving heart of the great husbandman, our Father in heaven, in his desire for more fruit. More fruit. The word comes with divine authority to search and to test our lives. The true disciple will heartily surrender himself to its holy light and will earnestly ask that God himself may show what there may be lacking in the measure or in the character of the fruit that he bears. Do let us believe that the word is meant to lead us on to a fuller experience of the Father's purpose of love, of Christ's fullness, and of the wonderful privilege of bearing much fruit. More fruit. The word is a most encouraging one. Let's listen to it. It is just to be the branch that is bearing fruit that the message comes, more fruit. God does not demand this as Pharaoh a taskmaster, or as Moses the lawgiver, without providing to us the means. He comes as a father who gives what he asks and works what he commands. He comes to us as the living branches of the living vine and offers to work the more fruit in us, if we but yield ourselves into his hands. Shall we not admit the claim? Shall we not accept the offer and look to him to work in us? Jesus said that they may bear more fruit. Oh, do let us believe that as the owner of a vine does everything to make the fruitage as rich and as large as possible, that the divine husbandman will do all that is needed to make us bear fruit, to bear more fruit. All he asks is that we set our heart's desire upon it, that we entrust ourselves to his working and to his care, and joyfully to look to him to do his perfect work in and through us. God has set his heart on more fruit, and Christ waits to work it in us. Oh, let us joyfully look up to our divine husbandman and to our heavenly vine to ensure that we bear more fruit. Oh, our loving Heavenly Father, you are indeed that wonderful heavenly husbandman. And your beloved Son is Christ, the heavenly vine. Oh, and Father, that I am a heavenly branch and a partaker of his heavenly life. Lord, that I may bear heavenly fruit. Father, oh, let the power of his life so fill me that I may bear fruit, that I may bear more fruit, and that this may be to your praise and to your glory in Jesus.